Listen and Live Audio presents The Perilous Road by William O. Steele. Read by Ramon D'Ocampo. Author's note. The Federal Army may or may not have had a mule corral on Signal Mountain in the latter part of September 1863 as I have used it, but certainly there can be no doubt that the Confederate General Joseph Wheeler led a devastating cavalry raid on the Federal wagon train in Sequatchie Valley, October 2, 1863. Introduction. The most heartbreaking part of the Civil War was when the first anger, the first heroics, the first dream of a quick victory were spent and the armies on both sides realized that they were all homesick boys, caught up in a struggle they had to see through. Hard as it was to witness the battles, it was even more difficult to watch the two armies in the lulls in between, when they were in shouting distance of each other. This was so in Fredericksburg, where a Yankee soldier would call, "Hey, Johnny Reb, got any tobacco? Want a trade?" And on Christmas Eve, when the Confederate and Union bands spontaneously struck up together, "Home, sweet home." Although we know there are many ways of looking at the war, we are 100% for 14-year-old Chris Brabson when the Yankees invade his beloved Tennessee hills, taking his family's crops and his father's only horse. All Chris can do is hate, hate, hate. Infuriated when his father points out that Yankees have to eat too, utterly disillusioned when his